Registration has opened for the Vancouver Island Race Series, and communities across the island are preparing to welcome an influx of runners and their supporters. Beyond offering challenging routes and scenic views, the series has become an economic engine, especially for smaller towns that host these events, says Chris Kelsall, general manager of the race series. We haven't conducted an economic study, but hosting a race with 500 participants, along with volunteers and race officials, on Sundays during the off-tourist season does have a noticeable impact on the local community, Kelsall said. The eight-race series, running from January to April and spanning from Victoria to Kootenay, has grown steadily over the years. This growth has been fueled by a global running boom since the COVID pandemic, along with the Vancouver Island Runners Association's commitment to partnering with local race organizers. Kelsall notes that the economic benefits are evident in local restaurants, bars, and coffee shops, which often fill up after races as runners gather with family and friends. The Vancouver Island Race Series is a local tradition dating back to the late 1970s. Founded by John Crouch, then president of the Vancouver Island Runners Association, the series was modeled after the Lower Mainland Grand Prix series of five races. Since its inception, more than 115,000 runners have participated, with the series varying between 6 and 10 races over the years. The races are unique in that they're open to runners of all abilities, including Olympians. Each year, multiple age group records are set throughout the series. The fastest women's time in Canadian history for the 8K distance was set at the Harriers Pioneer 8K by Natasha Wodak, the Canadian women's marathon record holder, with a time of 25:28. In this series, runners earn points for each race, with final rankings based on the average of their best five results, provided one race is over 10K. Clubs can also earn points. Eight races are on this year's schedule. Harriers Pioneer 8K, North Saanich, January 12, Cobble Hill 10K, January 26, Bastion 12K, Lanceville, February 9, Hatley Castle 8K, Colwood, February 23, West Coast Souk 10K, March 9, Comox Valley RV Half Marathon, March 23, McLean Mill 10K, Port Alberni, April 6, and Basin Bay 5K, Sydney, April 13. The 2025 Season Pass campaign launched on October 12 and runs until early January. Priced at $210, it covers all eight races, including the Comox Valley RV Half Marathon. Individual race packages are also available, beginning November 12. We're on track to surpass last year, which was our biggest year in the series' 45-year history, Kelsall said. To register, visit islandseries.org.